Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kim Bacchus of NCBA as we talk about China and U.S. beef. Back on that in just a moment.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Tuesday, October 18th at 9 o'clock, we will be in the Cimarron County Fairgrounds in Boise City, where 92 tracts of land in Cimarron County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for auction times and dates.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The Chinese government has signaled they're willing to allow U.S. beef back into their country once again, subject to negotiating all the protocols that are required to be a part of that particular delivery system. Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joins us today as he talks a little bit about the why of this market being closed for so many years and the process of trying to get it reopened.
Well, this really all started with the cow that stole Christmas back in 2003, and we saw a lot of our export markets close overnight. Since then, it's been a top priority for the U.S. beef industry to restore access to all of those markets. And China is the latest market to announce that they were going to reopen for U.S. beef. This is a big development considering it's taken 13 years. A lot of education on the part of the U.S. beef industry, not only the safety but the quality of our product, to really help address all those concerns that China has had. So we've worked very closely with our government, with the Chinese government, and with the consumers in China to make sure they understand exactly how safe our product is and why we should be able to export to their market.
And of course, with over 1 billion people and growing, the Chinese market is definitely a market worth working on to get reopened.
You're exactly right. I mean, when you look at China's population overall, it's 1/5 of the world's population with a middle class that's larger than the entire population of the United States. This is not only a population that wants protein, they want beef. And beef demand in China has continued to grow. And as soon as we're able to get our foot in the door and be able to compete, we have a product that will outcompete all of the other markets that are there. So we're very excited about this development, and we want to restore full access as soon as possible.
And Kim Bacchus offers some insights into what's got to be done now in order to get the negotiations done, the protocols done, in order to actually ship beef from the United States into China.
So the first step, obviously, was lifting the ban. And we had to get the Ministry of Agriculture to make that announcement. The second step involves AQSIQ, or essentially the FSI as the food safety equivalent in China. They're going to really set the terms of trade, which means what our product can and cannot contain, methods of production we can use. And really, we're going to have to negotiate all that. So it's really uncertain yet as to what the final product will look like going into the Chinese market. But when you look at the overall timeline, there's not a set timeline, so to speak. But when you look at how quickly China has worked with countries like Canada and Brazil to restore that access once they lifted their ban, I think this could be a matter of months. And this is definitely something that we're going to continue to push and ask our government to continue to make a top priority.
And Bacchus says while China's not a part of TPP, it's still really important, first of all, to get the Chinese to reopen their market to U.S. beef, but also continue to work on improving access for U.S. beef into all of the TPP countries.
Well, Asia and the Pacific Rim overall represent the fastest growing population in the world and the fastest growing economies. These consumers want protein as part of their diet, and we want to be in competition for that demand. So when you look at it overall, if we don't secure these markets for our producers, our competitors are already out there trying to secure markets for their producers. That means it's going to be less competitive for us, and they can potentially push us out of those markets. That means we're going to lose that value-added sale that we have into those Asian markets. That's why we need everyone out there to continue to engage with their congressional representatives and their senators and push for a yes vote on TPP this fall.
Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.